Now, my beloved, as we have never in our lives before, let us feel inwardly happy. I feel happy all over. I feel that every cell in my body is at its height of light. And now I'm feeling out through the right side of my head. I'm feeling out toward my right-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration, taking me away to the right, to the right, to the right. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea to the right. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space to the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the origin of life, the current of life, the life current within me, in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe in the positive center of my willpower. To the right. To the right. Now just let the body do what it wants to do. No thinking, all feeling, feeling after him, if haply we may find him. To the right, to the right. Now ever so tenderly, no conscious movement, only the movement that comes in the feeling of you, I reverse the current. I'm feeling to the left. And there it comes again, that beautiful vibration, taking me away to the left, to the left, to the left. It seems to grow a little faster, a little smoother, a little deeper. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over that far outstretching sea to the left. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the current of life, the life current within me, in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe, in the negative center of my willpower. To the left, to the left. Oh, the feeling is so fine. My body is not here. All that I am is that, that I feel that I am. And now, gently, tenderly, I stop the current, and I'm feeling downward. And there it comes from the top of my head, down, down, down to the tips of my toes, then up around in front, like a great wheel of golden light. Coming down, 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 then up around again, and I see that great light, and I bring it down, cleansing, out on the universe through my eyes, listening to the sounds of the universe through my ears, thinking the thought of the universe through my mind, issuing the sounds of the universe through my throat. Purify thou my throat. The Creator is within me, doing the work of the universe through my hands. The Creator is within me, expressing through me whatever the Creator is, I am. I am perfect, perfect as He, as it. That which I know, that which I feel within me, is perfect. I am perfect mind in a perfect body. I am that I am, that I feel, that I am. Om Mani Padme Hum. And now, the body is in a liquid state, seemingly going in all directions, wheels within wheels. But I, seated triumphant within the citadel of my own spirit, mind crystally clear, and so I bring that light again to the top of my head, and I bring it down with a slightly pressing sensation downward, to be met by a slightly resisting sensation upward. As altogether we bring it down, not missing one cell in the body, cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. down, down, down to the soles of my feet. And I see my whole body. I see that I feel. I feel that I see my whole body, this wide universe, to be full of light, 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 the light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will fan the living flame that brings the light as, feeling happy upward, giving thanks, outward. Imagining that great golden shower of light going out in all directions, slowly and a long, deep, sweeping, inward sinking, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I wake up quietly. My beloved, what would you say if you were here to speak and you felt beyond any doubt? Just what would you say? We cannot say much, but with our practice, all that we could say, all that we could feel and come to know is made known to us. What a wonderful thing. When we're dealing with men, sometimes we feel that justice is unknown. And yet when we deal with God, when we deal with that which we are, justice is supreme, is it not? Love is so inexpressibly beautiful. Had there been no love, there would have been no poets. And had we had no poets, we might not have known much about love. But, my beloved, there would be no love or knowledge of it if there were no justice. And what a beautiful feeling it is that no matter what effort we put into what we're doing, if it be sincere, we're always rewarded. I feel quite sure that in your hearts, as I am among you now, there is the same feeling as in my own heart. You, all of us, with the very limited knowledge that we have, we believe that if only the world could comprehend and make mental physics its way of life, its mode of living, what a world this would be. Well, how are we going to do it? Who's going to do it? Now it seems to me that as we look backward, leaving out all sense of personalities, as we look backward to New York, we can see that one man had an idea and he believed in it. And that one man attracted seven. Who attracted you into mental physics? Amazing, is it not? Here, you may say, well, Dingley May is a teacher. He attracted. No, I didn't do anything of the kind. It was done. O Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. That was what did it. The Lord, the law, God, wisdom, call it whatever you will. But my beloved, as we practice here, simply and solemnly together, do we not feel within our hearts a deep and holy, all-expansive feeling of love toward the human race? Oh, that we could give it while you remember Lao Tzu. If he could only give it to his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, you know that. But we can't. Well, then how are we to spread the joy that permeates our own being because of mental physics? Now, you can't do what I can do, perhaps. I'm certain that I can't do what you can do. So, you see, we each, if we can see it, have a mission. And I do, with all my heart, pray that as this class goes along, we shall all, coming out of the class, feel that our mission is just a little clearer to us. Oh, how wonderful is God, how great, how beautiful, how wise. And then when we think in our hearts of God, not being able fully to comprehend that we are that, we slowly come back to that final, completely infiltrating truth. Whatever the Creator is, I am. And so, should we not rejoice? Should we not be happy, confident, radiant with hope? Sure to the end. My beloved, I'm going to ask us a moment to be silent, and then for a moment we will pray. Almighty and eternal Father, Mother, God, holy art thou, alone art thou, thou art alone, there is naught but thee. And together today, we pray. May we be those who know. May we be those who, having knowledge, shall rightly direct it. As we look out upon the world today, with all its inconsistencies and incongruities, incomprehensibilities, and idiosyncrasies, may we be those who know. Our trust is in that that never was so visible in its own invisibility. Never so eloquent in its own inaudibility. May we be those who walk valiantly through life, listening by the way, seeing what we look at, being in our full expression all that we know. For the privilege of being able to come together, we give thanks. May we, feeling that this is our world, we're in this circle together, not by chance. Let us visualize that this circle is our beginning world. Therefore, may we love one another. Oh, may we be kind to each other and gentle and austere and true, never fearing together to be silent, always in our minds and in our hearts active. They say, what do they say? Let them say. They may crucify us, and the quicker the better. Then the resurrection. And so may we each feel ourselves led to dedicate our lives to that which we now feel together. For all that we are, for all that we have, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Mm-hmm.